Good afternoon to everyone. Good morning for me. it's a pleasure to share with you some of our work on implementing the human right to water. What I will introduce, so my presentation focuses on one of our key products, which is the toolkit for development practitioners. But I'm hoping to leave some space for questions, especially further remarks from Yves, if he refers back to the side event that we organized, because it's true that I won't mention too much what other organizations are specifically doing, but can easily dig a bit deeper into that as needed. So this toolkit, what was the rationale of the project? Well, we had this beautiful recognition of the human right to water and sanitation. Well, the question is, are there one, two rights? I will leave the question aside. By the UN General Assembly and then the UN Human Rights Council back in 2010. And the big question was how to impact on development project operations. There has been a long history of activities from UNICEF, UNDP, all these various UN agencies engaging in water and sanitation infrastructure projects. And suddenly these organizations were asking, well, what does the human right to water have to do with our work? Many existing tools were available already when it came to evaluations, when it came to fostering equity, gender mainstreaming, or project management in general. And the third point was bringing down issues to practitioners' levels with a dynamic, user-friendly interface, a web interface. So you're going to tell me, yes, but many people don't have internet, I know. So we also thought of some CD-ROMs and things like that. But the idea was already to have a massive production via the web, and to use a language that could be easily understood by those who undertake water projects, water infrastructure projects in the field, but also water program managers from large governmental cooperation agencies. So that's the broader setting of the product, but I'm going to look just at one dimension. So the structure of the toolkit, but this is to explain to you why we chose that structure, is actually, it starts on the top right with situation analysis. These are all the stages that you easily can find on any project cycle. It's the project cycle management structure. So it always starts, any project can start with a situation analysis, then it has to move to planning on the right, on the bottom to budgeting, on the left to the implementation, and then to the monitoring and evaluation that then leads you further. And it's a cycle, right? We chose this structure because it's precisely the same structure that you can apply both at the level of project, concrete infrastructure projects, but you can very well also apply that structure to governance processes, governance steps at governmental level. Also, governments need to evaluate the situation in their country. They also need to plan. They also need to budget. They also need to implement their policies and to monitor and evaluate them.